Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki. We're all here. Hello. Welcome to our filthy little world where we talk about really anything we've whatever. Most of the time we talk about you and your problems. If you have bad advice that you'd like us to... I have a couple good ones today, a couple funny ones.
Good.
Yeah, I figure, you know, I actually have a couple pretty serious ones and I haven't forgotten about you if you've sent your stuff in. We did a couple doozies last week and trying to have a little more fun this week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, just light. Keep it light.
Well, two heavy ones Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And then V was, she's so aggro. Yesterday, I mean, she's spectacular. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But boy, she's just intense. Whew.
Woof. Well, she's sort of given a preview of being in a relationship with her. I feel like
I know that's the
you've
thing.
Been
you
warned.
Make a suggestion, she goes.
Well, we had a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's true. Sure, we did actually. We're having trouble with connections, and there, you know, it didn't. I'm sure when you hang out with her, she's like, "I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What? I don't know about that, but yeah, maybe
one poor little drinky winky."
Less intense.
Yeah.
Drinky winky.
I really like her. You know, it's funny because we've never met her in person and, you know, because of the pandemic.
But we feel like right. We have.
But I totally feel like I can't wait to hang with her. I think it's going to be a blast.
It would be nice. It'll be great when we all do a show again, whether that's Winterland maybe this winter or not. I don't know, but...
You know, my feeling is probably not this winter. I really am getting the feeling that people are backing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, which is sad. But we tried and I just don't, after all the hard work we put in with it and all the sacrifices people made, let's not throw it away. Just take
right.
it easy.
Agreed.
Do you think your mom's listening in Florida? Like, what are you guys talking about?
You know, she probably is, but we've agreed. We had a blowout the other day.
After
I was talking about, you know, how they are at their, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into it again because I've sort of patched it up.
Oh, was that the blowout? Is she called and had,
well,
had
she was pissed.
Something to say to
she
you
was,
about
you
it?
You know, she didn't like the light that I shined on them. You know, look, I've got my feelings about it and she's got hers and we've agreed.
Well, she should say how she feels about you on her show.
She should. I agree. She absolutely should. Her show, by the way, is a text thread with everyone on it.
Oh.
That I have muted in my feed so that I don't get the...
There you go.
Because, you put one comment on there, anyone on the... I'm not kidding you, 20-person thread, and it just goes all day. It goes all day. Your phone is just buzzing away in your pocket, so you just have to mute the conversation. I'm like, I can't. And then I pick up my phone, there's 112 new messages. I'm like, well, okay.
I am glad we don't do that in my family. That does not happen.
Anyway, that's my mom's radio show. And mom, if you want to throw me under the bus on that show, please feel free.
Is that what she felt? She felt like you threw her under the bus?
Yeah, she just felt like but I really sort of told my truth. I spoke my truth. So that's that. But anyway.
I was just referring to, you know, other places in the U.S. are like, what lockdown?
Yeah. Well, no, and she's in one of those places, and it's absolutely... and that was one of the things is every time you and I would have a conversation about being careful or wearing masks or anything, I would get it immediately. She'd start texting me. That's ridiculous. You know, that's not real. It's just the flu, you know, all this stuff. So I finally just said, if you can't control yourself, this isn't your show. I'm not doing this show for you. I don't care what you think. We clearly think differently. I'm going to block you. I mean, I've threatened to block her so many times. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's really not. If you don't do it, then it doesn't really hold any weight.
It's true. I found that out with kids. You got to follow through. But I'm not going to block my mom. She's my mom. You know.
Oh.
But she's on thin ice. You're on thin ice, Ellie. She's a great lady. Anyway, getting back to the original thought, if you've got any kind of problem, problems with your parents, with your kids, whatever they might be, you send them to Bryn, Bryn.
she can see how strong Sarah's handling her own problems with her own family. She'll deal with yours great.
No, it's problem. Funny how you, it's funny how you're really good with other people's problems and your own problems. You're just like, I just don't know what to do. And that's why we're here. You know, we'll tell you our thoughts on it. I know what I should do. I just don't do it. And I'll tell you what to do. You don't have to do it. It's fine. So send an email to Brynn at RadioAlice.com. Put Secret Show or Bad Advice in the title and we'll be sure to get it. Also, I want to say I don't know what happened yesterday with the text alerts that I send to people. A bunch of people said they didn't get it from me. I sent it. I can see it in your... I just don't... I'm so sorry. It's just a service I use that gave me a phone number where you and I can talk. And I can send you alerts when we go live and when we do the Secret Show. The phone number is 415-358-1965.
1965.
I don't get your phone number. I don't get any. All I get is your name. That's it.
So what happened? People didn't get your
People didn't get the thing. So
I got three of them. That was weird.
You got three?
Yeah.
Maybe you got somebody else's extra one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't. I can't. Look, I don't know. All I
was
know
this
is
from the same flea market that we got our other texting line from? Or?
You know, it seems slightly better than that one in that it doesn't break the text up into a million pieces and they can send pictures. But it, you know, it's like a bargain. I'm not paying a ton of money for it.
Right.
You know, $40 a month so I can be in touch with you. Whatever. You're worth it. Okay. Feel free to sign up for the text you might not get. I'm happy to. Just test it out with me. Okay. So this is, this one's titled Weird Neighbor. And this is weird. And I don't know what these people should do. So maybe Vinny will have a crack at it. Well, I guess you're the people I should ask about this weird situation. My husband and I have lived in our house for 28 years. We love it here. We even still have all the same neighbors, although we're all getting old. Our neighbor directly across the street is the issue. The parents, the folks that live there, Ted and Alice, they've owned it since it was built in the 60s and have raised their family there. So they were young when they bought it. Now they're getting on.
Right.
I don't really understand the family dynamics, but about 12 years ago, one of their daughters moved back home with her husband for a year or two.
Okay.
We would say hi and carry on with our day, but found it very odd that the husband, Ray, would sit in his car parked in the street all day long, just smoking like a chimney. Now, these are not young people. They must have been in their 50s at the time. So this is 12 years ago. They must have been in their 50s and not working. It seemed creepy to me, and sometimes people who came to our house would ask about it. It's just so odd. So there's this guy. He's the son-in-law, and he's just sitting out front smoking.
Okay.
Fast forward. So they were only there for a couple years, and this was a decade ago, 12 years ago. Fast forward to about 2 or so years ago, they moved back in. Clearly, the parents are now up in age.
Right.
And in fact, the dad, Ted, died around that time. So only the mom's around.
All right.
I can't remember if they were already there when he passed or not, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, about a year or so ago, Ray just starts sitting in the garage with the door up for hours upon hours. The garage faces our garage. The two garages face, although the houses don't face. And she sort of tries to explain how the front is this way. And so I guess the garages face and the front of their house, he can see from the garage. But the front of their house kind of goes a different way.
Okay.
I
imagine that's by design. So you're not looking right at each
other. Right. Sure. So they're sort of looking just from their garage at the front of their house. But
a little privacy.
Right.
Okay.
Their garage faces our garage. Anytime we go out to get the mail at the mailbox, he just stares at us. He watches everything we do. Originally, we waved and would continue on. And if you can picture this, as I said, the garages face each other, but the houses go in different directions. So standing in our driveway, looking at their house, their front door and the rest of the house are over on the right-hand side. Then behind me, again, standing in our driveway, looking at their house, our front door and the rest of the house go left. So anytime we're in the front yard or sitting on the front porch, he's just staring. He has installed a TV out there. He has a cooler, etc. He arrives in the garage 10 or 11 in the morning, and sometimes he's out there until 2 at night. Just sitting there smoking and watching his TV and them. WTF. I'm assuming he goes in to eat or pee, but basically he's sitting out there for the better part of every single day. At this point, we've put our blinds down on the front of the house because we have no idea what he can or cannot see. We try to get any front yard work prior to 10 a.m. because he comes out around 10.
Staring at them, huh?
And we dread having to check the mailbox.
That's
crazy. They're like cooped in their house. If there's anything happening at our house, he just looks the whole time. And I'm so creeped out by this, I don't know what to do. I feel like he could give the police complete details on our comings and goings. I even checked the sex offender registry and nothing came up, thankfully.
Well, that's
what,
great.
If anything, do we do? Love you guys so much. Thank you.
So when this email started, I thought she was writing about my neighbors.
Could she
I was
be?
Like, oh my God, is this? No, my neighbors are interesting in themselves and it's very similar, but my mom has actually gone out and cussed them out a couple times.
For what?
For what?
They are just really loud. One guy ran up our, we have like this fire escape, like, because we have that big field in our backyard.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law was out there and he heard this fighting and there's this guy with a machete. There's always been cops around. It's just interesting because it makes no sense on what's going on. And we mind our business. It wasn't until recently that my mom was like, enough is enough. So people call the cops on them all the time.
Because of them running around with machetes?
Yeah, kind of. And just...
Well, that's a problem.
I really don't. I think that is actionable.
But they hang out in their car. Like, these random people just hang out in their cars and just smoke and are sitting there. And then they have, like, weird furniture in their front yard just sitting there. And,
oh, no, a front yard junkyard.
Yeah,
no neighborhood
it is.
Wants that.
No.
I think they've got an old dishwasher and like a broken bird bath.
Oh, two broken cars.
One of those Hail Mary tubs.
A mattress shoved in between.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I honestly thought she was talking about them. And it's funny because they always get into heated arguments in front of, in their driveway.
Awesome.
And my window looks out. So I just like literally peek through the window and they can't see me. And then my dad's behind me goes, what's going on? Or my dad goes in the garage and watches and they're just yelling at each other. And then recently they got in a fight and we don't call the cops on them. We don't. And
Why? Because it's not
our business. It's only a couple times that we have, but it's not our business. Like, we just want to be civil. And it's other neighbors call on them because they're so loud.
Yeah.
And they think it's my mom. They go, that bitch over there keeps calling the cops.
And does she run out there and say, I'm not the one?
And no, my mom goes, yeah, I'm that bitch. That's my mom. She doesn't do it.
I'm
going to
go out
like,
here and prove I'm not a bitch by screaming at the top of my lungs at you.
I got home from work one day from the station and my sister goes, you're not going to believe what mom did. I'm like, what? She goes, she ran out in her pajamas and started cussing them out. And because they were fighting about something and my dad was in the shower. So my dad's like, you don't do that. Like, you need to wait for me or something. But then they actually came back. This
it's Rose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rose, calm down. Jesus.
It's just,
she obviously, they ticked her off. I mean,
it's been going on for like, it started when I was a freshman in high school and it just hasn't let up. So,
you know, that's a total stress factor.
Yeah.
Like, your home is where you go to be safe and everything's fine and things are quiet and everyone's happy and you mm-hmm. get on with your neighbors. A bad neighbor ruins
People
everything.
People have moved because of them.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking you guys need to move.
No, it's fine.
I know. You
but it's
keep,
the same thing.
Winchester
it's the
Mystery
same
House
thing,
or whatever.
Though, where the, what happened was is the adults, like the parents, got older. Had their kids move back. The kids aren't in
the kids are always the problem.
The kids aren't in the right headspace. And then the dad died.
Oh, no.
And then now it's just the older mother.
Oh, this does sound like this.
So that's why situation. I was like, is this my neighbor?
Listen, I'm going to say to this lady who wrote, at least you don't have this going on.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the guy is sitting quietly in his garage.
Yeah, that's not as
bad. Let me help them out.
Okay, Vinny.
First of all, he's a cigarette smoker. That's what they do. So I'm assuming he's been told, we don't smoke in this house. And so he has set up his little space outdoors in order to be able to smoke his ciggies without catching crap.
Hmm.
That's not abnormal at all. You know all about it, Sarah, and so do I. I've never been one to not work and just sit around all day.
You know.
But I absolutely used to come in and out of my garage when mm-hmm. I lived in Oregon, and I would, you know, puff my ciggies. Sometimes I'd bring a book and I'd stay through for a couple hours just reading.
I got nothing to do. I'm going to sit here, smoke, and read.
You know, he's set up his TV so he can do that. You know, this is stuff we used to do in our houses, although I've never smoked in my house, but plenty of people would just be able to smoke in the house. And
I used to smoke in my house.
So he's set up in the garage to be able to smoke and live his life. And clearly he's got no gig. So on top of being a cigarette smoker, he's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
And so you are completely letting some derelict fuck up your life.
Yeah.
And please, by all means, do not move over this. Like, what you need to do is learn how to
on fire.
No.
Oh no. Don't do that. I agree.
Learn how to ignore, man. Like, right. Really, you need to not care that some loser is looking at you. He has zero life. He's never leaving because why? Because they don't have any money to buy their own home, and they're going to be living in that house until the mom dies. And then when the mom dies, maybe they'll fight the other brothers and sisters for ownership. If you're lucky, the family will have to sell it in order to divvy up the money. So that'll be the luckiest scenario for you to get away from these people. But in the meantime, live your freaking life and stop worrying about what some loser might think of you. He's just a cigarette smoker with no job. That's what you're tripping on.
Right. You've never seen him get up from that chair or anything. So, you know, he's not going anywhere.
And he's probably just bored of what's ever on TV. So when he sees you, he just is like, oh, what's going on over there?
That's the show.
Well, and there's something.
That's his
show.
Right.
Right. Yeah. He has no qualms about just watching you he's not even sneaking looks. He's just sitting there. Taking it all in. He just does it. This guy's a douche loser.
Got nothing to do.
Yeah, but Vinny is right. It's really hard to do that, to ignore someone looking and just knowing that your house is like under surveillance. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Okay. What is that?
But look, here's the thing. If you start, these things with neighbors escalate fast. So while on one hand, I might say, flip him off. Yeah, I won't say that.
No, don't. Right.
Because, you know, what you're going to do is create an escalation with someone who has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
People with nothing to lose, they're the scariest kinds of people.
I agree. Because they don't care and they will do anything.
Right.
And then maybe he lets your house on fire. Yeah,
That's my point. He's got nothing to do all day but think of ways to F with you. So leave it alone.
Right.
Don't escalate with the middle finger or whatever thing you might think is cute or smart or I got him. I got the neighbor. Here's what I said today. You like this show, punk? That's not going to do anybody any good.
You're just antagonizing someone who's already plotting to kill you. So... What about I don't know if there's any way to do this. I don't know what your yard looks like or whatever, but I would totally plant a hedge.
If there
was room to do that, like just something on the side yard that would just sort of block his view of the front or just something. Because honestly, one of the things that I treasure the most about being lucky enough to be able to have my own home is that I want to basically be able to go outside in my slippers. I live in a little cul-de-sac. I don't go outside out front. And even to get my mail, I put on something halfway decent looking, whatever. But, you know, my backyard is kind of my haven. And if I do want to interact with the neighbors, I can go sit on the porch. It would really bum me out to exit my home and feel like I was being watched. I feel you.
I've got a guy like that in my cul-de-sac.
Oh, do you? Yeah, is it that one guy you were telling me about?
That's another guy. But, you know, from this email, it doesn't sound like this guy has any violent behavior or he's definitely...
He's just creepy.
Yeah, she said he's not on the sex offender list. You know, I consider, my home's my safe haven, but still in front of my house, it's public still, right? So I don't go out there and, you know, naked or whatnot.
Right, exactly.
But if he's not doing anything to hurt you, like I totally see that guy and I'm like, oh, whatever, he's cool. He's on his phone all the time. He sits in his car all day. What's up, JC?
Is he smoking cigarettes or?
He's on his phone. He's just chilling in his car, window down, in front of his house, parked in the cul-de-sac.
Shining on him and stuff?
Everything. It's like he's there all the time.
Weird.
He goes into his house sometimes. But to be honest,
he's got to pee, you know.
He's not hurting me. You know, I don't really care. I mean, he might see me in my underwear every once in a while grabbing the mail, but he's not hurting me.
You go out in your underwear to pick up the mail?
if I can feel like I can get it done really fast, I'll do it real quick. You know?
I love that.
Like, just real quick. But I don't feel like it's not that big of a deal. You shouldn't have to worry about this.
Another positive thing is now you have somebody who's on neighborhood watch, technically. So maybe he'll step up and say something.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if anything, if there's a way to handle this besides ignoring them and just living your life because he's a loser who smokes cigarettes all day with nowhere to go, if anything, befriend him. Mm-hmm. Go over there.
Totally,
I noticed you're watching and hanging out, and I didn't know what was up, but I thought I'd introduce myself and say hi. And,
Hey, I have some extra cookies.
Then you say hi every time so that he knows, you know, you're watching him, whatever. Yes. But really, there's only one way to deal with your neighbors, and that's as peacefully as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you start escalating crap, you're ruining everything. The dynamic in your neighborhood completely from one of hopefully peace and respect to one of hostility and possibly torture.
All right.
Yeah.
And I know someone who just moved. And he's a guy who had lived in this house for 25-something-plus years. But he'd been in a 10-year feud with his neighbors. 10 years of his life. And he actually is a nice person, this friend of mine. But he's like, I hate them. And I'm all, dang, do you hear yourself? Your voice even changes. And it's because they've been at each other, you know, Hatfield-McCoy thing. Like, these are neighbors that shouldn't be letting that happen, but they have.
Right.
They've lost all respect, and they're torturing each other, and you don't want to be that.
After my mom cussed them out, my parents were driving down the street, and they stopped in the middle of the street. So my dad stopped. He was like, oh, great. And they actually apologized to my mom. They're like, we're sorry for that.
There you go.
And my mom's like, you know, it got out of hand. Your grandma, she's dying. She doesn't need this. And we're just trying to be neighborly. And so they're on good terms for now.
For now. But that's good. It sounds like they came to their senses.
Yeah.
Or maybe that grandma was like, you get over there and you fucking apologize.
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. But either way, that's the way to handle your neighbors, is to do the right thing and have things be cool. Because unfortunately, especially now, not everybody has the kind of money in the bank account where they can be like, we're out of here. Let's move.
How long have your parents lived in that house?
Since.
Like, did you grow up in that house?
Yeah. When did you guys start on air here?
That's 97.
Yeah, that's 97.
And most people would be like, forget about whether we've got the money to move. Resetting our tax bill to whatever it's going to be in the new house, we can't let that happen.
Yep.
It's insanity. I know. It's taxes.
Right?
Taxes, yeah. Okay, you ready for another one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello, lovely Alice family. Looking for your advice on two things. Number one, I'm a 26-year-old female living my best hot girl SF summer. Been dating around on apps, one-night stands. Don't worry, I've been STD and COVID safe.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, there is one guy.
That's what everybody says, though, so I don't trust that at all. But go on.
There's one guy in particular.
I mean, I used to say that. What?
You were tested, right? You were tested? Oh, cool.
Sure. Okay, great. I believe you. Let's do this thing. Bareback.
My tips are there, but I would have stopped.
Can I push it in? I would have stopped if you said no, but I'm pushing it.
You said you had herpes. I'd stop right there.
Yeah. Right.
If scabs were visible, I definitely
would stop. But since they're not, I'm going for it. Anyway, there's one guy in particular that I am vibing with, and we get along super well. To be honest, I'm kind of catching feelings. Since we're getting along so well, I held off on sleeping with him. So the day finally came and we wanted to cross that line. We split a bottle of wine. Okay, maybe a bottle and a half. We're feeling frisky and we headed to the bedroom. I'm not sure if he was just super drunk, hasn't had sex in a long time, or is just terrible in bed. But he literally finished in 5 seconds. Like one thrust and done. He didn't even offer to finish me off. He just went to sleep.
Mm.
Here's why I need advice. Two things. He left on a 2-week vacation after that night. Things have been normal and we've kept talking. I still like him, but I really want to figure out what's going on sex-wise. He'd be the perfect package if that improves. Which, I mean, we can only go up from here.
I hate that I'm going to end up being the one to take this.
Nah, I got you. I'm right there with you.
Question one. Do I bring up what happened? Question two, if he just isn't good in bed or is less experienced, how can I try and improve his game? Thank you so much for the advice. Take it away, boys.
So look, there's a very famous Sarah and Vinny story that many people who listened to the show way back when would remember, which is there was a day I'd been with this girl. We'd hung out a couple times. We hadn't boned yet. We did, but what you just wrote there sounds eerily familiar, mm-hmm. especially after I got to know her a little more and realized that chick fucked around. But with me, she thought there might be something more there. So we both held out for a month or so. By the time I did her, I was ready to come before we even got in bed. Like we'd made out. We'd had, you know, it's been
hot for her for a month.
There'd been some things that had happened, but we hadn't done it yet. And so when we finally boned, and it was a little longer than the one pump chump here that you're talking about, but not much more. I think we did it for about 3 minutes max, and that was the end. And I was embarrassed. It sucked. It sucked for me.
Did you roll over and go to sleep?
Well, I rolled over in that usual...
Did you apologize profusely, begging for forgiveness and another chance?
No, I didn't, because I tried to just... But I did not go to work the next day.
Did you go down on her afterward to get her there or something? Like, did you do something to get her off? You just were, you shriveled up and you fetal positioned over.
I don't know exactly what I did. I'd be lying and making it up if I told you, because I don't know. I don't know how I handled it exactly, other than to say that I decided at some point, whether I fell asleep or didn't sleep and just sat there, you know, bummed the whole night waiting for my, you know, second shot the next morning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't do was go to work the next day. So I missed my own show.
Yep, you sure did. I was called in sick with all weird, like we couldn't even figure out
lost the keys to his car.
Yeah, but then what's... I don't have my phone, but you're on your phone. It was like a whole, it was a really poorly executed.
Well, of course it was poorly executed. A, I'm a bad liar. B, I was lying the whole time. And C, I couldn't exactly say, listen, I really like this girl and gave her the worst lay of her life last night. I had to stay because I needed another shot. I wanted to do a better job and hopefully improve my chances for this to become a thing. So that is
to protect.
Yeah, well, and this is an end. By the way, the next day was 10 times better. We both got what we needed and it was more fun and more relaxed. And we were able to laugh off that first night mistake.
All right. So now
coworkers were furious.
Now let's see. I want to hear what you say.
Yeah, my coworkers have never let up. But
now that girl is writing in. And, you know, how do we advise her?
So here's what I would say. First of all, cut him some slack just for the reasons I just said. There you two are building up. It's obvious he really likes you. There's no way he's stoked that he finished in a second.
Right.
He can't be happy about
probably
that. We want to bone
you
for 20 minutes like porn stars. We don't want to bone you for 1 minute. No one wants that. So I'm assuming he's bummed and this is an opportunity for you two to try again and do better. But whether or not, look, I've heard there are guys who think that that's good enough. I'm sure, Sarah, you've had guys who humped you, rolled over, and that was that. And you were like, what?
So that's what this is, huh? I gotta go. Get my clothes and get out. What about you,
right?
What are your thoughts on this? Like, so her question is, does she bring it up? And if he just isn't good in bed or is less experienced, yeah, how can I try and improve
him? I think his biggest problem is he didn't communicate what happened. Like, he could have just been like, you know, and he left the next day and fell asleep right afterwards. I don't get all that.
I don't like that. That thing is like, does this
he should have been really troubled by himself.
Right.
I know, right?
Right.
It's happened to me before, and I have to say, I'm pretty sure Vin can agree with me. All you're thinking about is redeeming yourself. Like, all you're thinking about is make sure that I can show her that I can actually fuck. I really can't.
I've got mad skills. I swear it. It needs to be the perfect storm.
I was more like, hey, you know, I'll get you next. I swear. You're super hot. So that's kind of how I dealt with it. But yeah, I don't know what's wrong with this dude. I mean, you should absolutely talk to him, Barb, though. Ask him. say, you know, give
say, them, hey, I was that just a fluke because I'm so hot?
Went for round two within like a couple hours, though. Because, yeah. You know, that's what it
that's
takes.
What you got to do. You got to go back and redeem yourself. And look, I threw my coworkers. Did they say, listen, we got you. You can have a day off. No, they went, all points bulletin for Vinny. Find him. Find him
because
and tell
if,
us
if
where
you had
he
just
is.
Told us we the actual story, then we would have gone, all right, give the guy a shot.
And
but instead you lied and
made.
It was weird. And then,
such
and then
a
you
scene
didn't,
was made.
You actually didn't tell us for 10 years.
I didn't tell you till I came back.
You right. You figured enough time had gone by. So there was always this weird, like, remember that one time that Vinny won't talk about? Like, what the fuck happened then?
Right. No, I told you that. So I did that happened in 98 or 98 probably. And then I didn't tell you till probably 2008.
I think it was like the first thing out of your mouth when you came back.
I don't know about that, but it definitely was one of those things where I went, I guess I'll let this story out of the bag. But I remember DiNardo, he pulls me in the office. Such a scene had been made that day and
the
following day. Our boss at the time, he pulls me in. He's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with you. I know you're lying to me. I don't know what happened. And I'm just looking away from him. Like, I don't want to make up a story. Just be mad and tell me what I got to do. Like, please. And he was like, but you got to, your car's broken or you catch a cab. And he starts telling me all the ways I can't let this happen again. And I'm just sitting there like, I can't tell him. So I'm just going to wait.
For 10 years, and then I'm going to tell him and everybody
else. I never
else.
Told him. I mean, maybe he's heard the story by now through the airwaves, but I never told him.
I'm sure I told him. I probably called him. You know what he did? You know what it was? I still talk to DiNardo.
Yeah, I mean, I like
you
him.
You should call him up and tell him, hey, in case you don't know the story, you know, that's one time when I was lying through my teeth for like a week and a half before finally you guys started to forget about it. Other things happened. All right, we're totally out of time. Vinny, give us the magic words.
The end.